Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we finish this first point of November, and we get ready to continue into the final month of the liturgical year. Let us be filled with your Spirit so that we may glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, now we're getting into an interesting part of Romans. Of course, we've done November 1st, which was All Saints Day, and we've done November 2nd, which was All Souls Day yesterday, and now we get back to our cycle of reading, and we're into Romans. And this is an interesting part of Romans because what's happening here is St. Paul is what we would call a Messianic Jew. That means he is Jewish, but he has come to understand that Jesus is not only the Messiah, but the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, as Jesus said he was. And actually, it's always interesting to deal with Jesus because you're dealing with different time frames in the fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and he said it when he was walking on the earth. You see, it's always interesting. So be careful of that. Someone may say to you, and this happened in a document that was spread online, and it said that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. No, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus was a carpenter. So it's always interesting to deal with those time frames. Well, in any case, we're listening to St. Paul talk about the fact that as a Jew, he laments the fact that his fellow Jews did not embrace Jesus, even though he recognizes he is the fulfillment of the prophecy. But he also makes clear that, and this is something we understand as Catholics, that the Jews are the chosen people. It is through the Jews that a new stage of salvation history happens, which is called Christianity. And now we're living in a time where we have those Jews who do not embrace Jesus as the Messiah. And then we have those who are Christians who trace their history back to the Jews. And so it's an interesting time. But it's important to realize that the Jews remain as the chosen people, and specifically chosen by God to be the bearers of his message of the Ten Commandments and be the bearers of his Son who came forth and brought salvation to the world. Something we also need to look at when we see this element, and that is the fact that we always have to understand that our realization of the world around us grows over time in all spheres, and including the theological sphere. So the Jews who did not accept Jesus as the Messiah in the time of Paul, and they rejected Jesus as the Messiah at the time of Paul. They weren't trying to act maliciously, but they didn't understand how Jesus could be the Messiah. And so they were protective of their doctrine. Now, of course, in every community, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddha, Buddhist, Taoist, whatever, you're always going to have people who do have a malicious intention. You're always going to have those people. Atheists, you're always going to have those people. So we're not referring to them, but we're referring to the people who were sincere in everything they were all about, and they weren't ready to accept Jesus as the Messiah. I mean, I have to be honest with you. If you're looking for an example of that, look at Dennis Prager. You know how much I respect his religious writing. Don't really agree with him politically, but I respect his religious writing, and he is not able to accept Jesus as the Messiah, but I understand he's very sincere in his desire to live his Jewish faith. So we see that reality, and this is something that Paul is trying to deal with. So he's not looking at his fellow Jews in a malicious way. He's looking at them as they were not at the time able to accept Jesus as the Messiah. And of course, many people in the world today who are Jewish cannot accept Jesus as the Messiah, but those of us who are Christian can and do. But we have to understand that knowledge grows over time. It's not so much that the epitome of our knowledge changes, it's that our understanding changes, and it grows over time. And there will be a time where people will accept Jesus as the Messiah, or they're going to reject him altogether, but it won't be a case of they're not ready yet, because that time will come where they are ready. Why? Because knowledge grows over time. I'll explain more of that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
We're back, and we're talking about this powerful message from St. Paul. Now, one of the things I was saying is knowledge grows over time. Do I believe in one God? Yes, I do. Do I believe in the pagan concept of many gods? No, I don't. Will you be able to convince me of them? No, you won't. Why? Because knowledge grows over time, and my understanding of the world in which I live, the universe I live, is to a point that I fully understand that there is one God, and I understand everything about the reality is that this God created the universe, etc., 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 etc. But my understanding of that is probably different than even possibly St. Paul's, but definitely his contemporaries, because my understanding of who God is part of the fruit of 2,000 years of Christian history. And so it's possible that had I lived in the first century, I may not be there yet. And there certainly was a time in my life where I wouldn't be there. But now I am here. And this is what St. Paul is dealing with. He has come to realize that Christ is the Messiah. But of course, Jesus appeared to him, so he understands this fully. He also reveals in 2 Corinthians that he was a mystic, that he actually went to what he called the third heaven. So he is dealing with tremendous amount of mystical knowledge. And all of this is part of his understanding of Jesus as the Messiah. Many other people don't have all that, and so they aren't ready to fully embrace Christ as the Messiah. But as we move through our history of human beings, and as we continue moving through what I guess you could say would be our future history, I don't know if that makes sense, but our future anyway, we will start to realize more and more of how this gospel is true, because we're seeing a deeper understanding of things that we didn't fully comprehend before. And we're going to see that in the science sphere and the theological sphere and everything else. As I've kind of explained to you before, if I was dealing with a group of scientists and those group of scientists went back to the 16th century, no one would believe a single word they would say. And we could look at them and look at them today and say, but they are scientists. What they're teaching, they have demonstrated is true. But the people in the 16th century were not at a time where they would be able to appreciate what it is that they were teaching. They weren't at a time where they could appreciate there were such a things as not only satellites and what we could call our own extraterrestrial no longer on Earth, vehicles, but they would travel beyond the solar system. And part of the reason they wouldn't understand is they didn't have the same understanding of the solar system we had now, or for that matter, the universe. So if they went back to the 16th century and they started saying all this stuff, even about just astronomy, we saw that with Galileo, people would reject them and maybe even burn them at the stake as witches, because they weren't at a point to understand that. And this is something that Paul is lamenting, but it's the reality. The Jews who have, at his time, and even our time, have not accepted Jesus as the Messiah are doing so because they haven't fully understood all that Paul understands that help him to accept Jesus as the Messiah. And this is a lament of his, but it's a reality too. And we've got to realize that we as Christians have been gifted with an understanding that Jesus is the Messiah, that many people, even very educated people, from the local universities that surround me, are not there to fully understand what I can understand, what you can understand. And that's the reality. But eventually there'll come a point in the future where people will see that this all makes sense. We'll talk more on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.